What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
All right, it is a reaction Monday as we are reacting to Saturday night's game. As the Texans season ends in Kansas City at Arrowhead as they lose 23-14 in Kansas City. And we just kind of went through a couple of the things. As we said, coming up in the bottom of the hour, we will open up the phone lines. And I want you to be thinking about this because I'm going to let you hear from the two, I think, biggest individuals in the organization, the head coach and the quarterback. And they both kind of had two different perspectives on this thing. And I do want to get from you all, are you discouraged after the game or are you encouraged after the game? And I'll let you hear what they had to say. And then I kind of think that'd be a good jumping off point to see where you are as you give your point. That's coming up after this segment ends. But Clint, I know for you, you grew very frustrated on some of the issues that are still issues that the Texans are dealing with, and they showed up big time in the game on Saturday.
Yeah, Ronnie, and this all goes back, by the way, it's married to kind of what D'Amico Ryans has allowed all year long, by the way. I mean, it blows my mind that a lot of what we're talking about, and we're going to talk about, not all of it, but a lot of it, is stuff that we saw as early as the Minnesota Vikings game in the regular season, which, what was that, week four, week five, something like that, maybe even earlier?
Week three.
I mean, like, there's... To then see the same exact thing in the playoffs, I don't even care if the other option is something that it seems it's less appealing. It may not work, makes less sense. Give me something other than the same old that we saw not work all year long. I'll start with this. I'm going to clean it up a little bit because I actually got the F word in this one. But how in the hell, how in the hell are we still seeing a full slide protection towards Laremy Tunsil, away from Dalton Schultz in critical moments? We saw it. Everybody saw it. Dalton Schultz trying to block Karloftis in critical moments down the stretch, right? We talked about the penalties a little earlier. You want to talk about something that's just as damning as a penalty that gets a first down instead of a punt with Pat Mahomes, right? Again, trying to block defensive ends with Dalton Schultz. And I'm talking about the scheme of it. Like, we'll get into Dalton later on. Just the scheme of it, Ron, is for that to rear its head again after the Minnesota Vikings game is criminal in itself. For it to rear its head in the most critical moment of the divisional round against the Kansas City Chiefs, when you've played your ass off during this game and you've got it, you've got a shot, maybe a long shot, but you got a shot to get back in the game. And you've got Dalton Schultz blocking Karloftis. How is that in the playbook? How is that still allowed to happen?
That's some of the blitz stuff where they had so many guys walked up there and
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And I need Big Smitty. I need some of my offensive line guys that are out there. I need y'all to help me out.
That 4th and 10. That was.
I need, bro. It was all three of those plays in a row, Ron. They're all three. I need y'all to help me out. Because the...
What was D'Amico thinking?
The full slide... Oh, you're talking about on defense.
I'm talking about just the call. The fourth and 10. He waited so late to go for it. We ran down time, and you saw it. It was Karloftis versus him. No help. And they didn't have a chance.
The full slide, literally away... I don't care that it's Tunsil on the other side. But you typically slide towards the person you're trying to protect, which would be Blake Fisher in this situation, right? But the way that they're doing it... I need some of my O-line pass pro masters out there to go look at this. It appears to me in every one of those situations, if I were the quarterback, I would have gotten the slide direction correct. If you just look at the defense, right? And it's as simple as this for the radio listeners out there. I know this is deep for radio, but if I've got trips to my left and my running back, if I got four receivers to my left, it's damn near impossible for them to blitz from that side of the field because somebody's got to have them in man. They cannot, unless they blow a coverage and they're playing super risky football, they cannot blitz those guys. So just by the simple rule of football 101, I'm sliding it the other direction, and if they do blow the coverage, I've got answers because my receivers are right in my face. I have no idea what Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud and the offensive line were doing in those moments. Have no idea. How every slide protection in this offense, Ron, every slide protection in this offense should be guard in. Like a full slide protection. Again, for everybody out there listening, you got five offensive linemen. If we're going to slide left, you take Blake Fisher and every offensive lineman and they slide hard left towards Laramie Tunsil. The tight end or the running back has the defensive end off the edge. That should have been thrown in the garbage months ago. And you leave the tackle on the defensive end and you slide from guard that direction. That's it. There's the full slide should not be in this offense because you don't have Dari Ogunbowale can't do it. Cade Stover couldn't do it. Dalton Schultz damn sure can't do it. And the guy that I would trust the most to do it is Joe Mixon. And for some reason, you got his ass on the sideline in 2 minute and third quarter in third down situations.
I hate to be so simplistic with this, as we've been watching this all year. Clint, I understand where you're coming from, and you got to do something. Is there any kind of protection that would help these dudes? You got Shaq Mason out there just get. I mean, it feels like
well, that you can't
they would get you just. I mean, it just
that
felt you like you guys guys getting their ass.
That,
like
that
the
you
first,
can't
the
help.
First third and eight, Clint. I mean, like we can talk about all the stuff we're looking at. The first third and eight. Third and eight, Chris Jones is one-on-one with Blake Fisher with no help.
If a lineman's just getting his ass whooped like that or like Shaq did, I mean, that's part of it. You come to this game and you expect.
But that's Blake on Bobby. Like we're looking at that.
Right.
That's on
but
Bobby.
That,
and CJ, because CJ had Ogunbowale, should have switched him sides to help on the other side.
But that's something that you and I can talk about. Like, hey, man, you even said it last week when we were talking about it, right? You push back. Hell, Andy leaves his tackles on an island sometimes versus the best. Like, I get mad at Bobby Ford, but I don't just go, what the hell, right? This is all like, what in the hell are we doing? Because, yeah, you ask me, what's the answer? I'll tell you what the answer is. Slide Dalton Schultz in the backfield to the right of the quarterback. Get Joe Mixon to the left of the quarterback. Get Dari Ogunbowale out of the way, right? Block big on big up front. If they walk up the linebackers or the safeties in the A-gap, move Dalton Schultz and Joe Mixon up in the A-gap to where they can pick them up before they get ahead of steam. That's it. And at that point in time, if Reed and the linebacker bail out, then Dalton Schultz and Joe Mixon scan for any other problems, anybody they can help, and then they get out. Bronco protection is what we used to call it. It should be like this year with the Texans, by about mid-year, that should have been their 2-minute offense.